Hello, I'm Jeff. My wife and I host Message of Hope. Message of Hope wants to be your weekly inspirational, motivational, and non-judgmental friend to help you through your week as we share Bible truth and life experiences to let you know you're not alone. Let's join Sandra to see what message of hope she has today.
Hey, I'm Sandra, and today I want to explore with you, how do we overcome the feeling that our prayers are not being answered? Because sometimes we lose hope that the darkness in our lives will ever get any better because we don't yet see any change in our current situation. I'm speaking this into my own life and its darkness today, as I'm feeling overwhelmed today, and I too am searching for answers to my prayers. So together, let's get some help and hope for our day as we look at what God has to say about these things, because He has always been the one to help me to cope and to overcome the darkness. And He gives me the strength that I need to make it through all my days. That is, the ones that I allow Him to. So, let's look to Him today in our darkest of hours, because the naked truth of it is, where else can we go? My heartfelt prayer is that as we search together, you will find the help and the hope you need to help you through the darkness, and that God will bless me with the same as I strive to be faithful to this podcast calling to help others at a time when I feel so weak and vulnerable myself. So let's go together to the only one who can fill up our lives with hope, light, and truth. The first scripture that pops into my mind is, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's from 1 John 1, 9 through 10 in the King James Version. If we confess our sins, think about it, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. As I go over to my New Living Translation, I'm going to start in John 1 again, but read from verse 5 to verse 10. This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in Him at all. So we're lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but we go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. But if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. If we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that His word has no place in our hearts. So what's that tell us? We have to start this process by confessing our darkness to God. And then, if we look in Psalm 32, I'm thinking it's possible that this is David talking about his sin with Bathsheba. But regardless, here's the way it reads. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. When I refused to confess my sin, my body wasted away and I groaned all day long. day and night. Your hand of discipline was heavy on me. My strength evaporated like water in the summer heat. I finally confessed all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord. And you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Therefore, let all the godly pray to you while there is still time, that they may not drown in the floodwaters of judgment. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Do not be like a senseless horse or mule that needs a bit and bridle to keep it under control. Many sorrows come to the wicked, but unfailing love surrounds those who trust the Lord. So rejoice in the Lord and be glad, all you who obey Him. Shout for joy, all those whose hearts are pure. Praise God for those scriptures. We can find forgiveness and healing when we're honest and when we take it to Jesus' feet. As I read this, I'm thinking, we need to be aware in modern America. I think we tend to lean more toward I'll call it blanket confession to God. What I mean is, the most that we'll allow ourselves to say is, God, I have sinned. And that's our blanket confession. Instead of looking deep and naming sins specifically to God, in order to uncover them to ourselves and to acknowledge them so that we can see the areas we need improvement on and to ensure that we're forgiven for each one of them by naming them individually and specifically to God in prayer. When we use a blanket, it's to cover something up. But with God, it's when we uncover ourselves and our sin to Him through confession, then He will in turn cover them with His mercy, His grace, and forgiveness. As a matter of fact, they'll be remembered to Him no more. Kind of ironic, isn't it? We try to not be precise with God when He already knows and just wants us to acknowledge and confess so that He can forgive. Now, I want to admit something to you today. As I started this episode, I was overwhelmed and full of dread. Actually, at my wit's end. And my train of thought was not on my own sins, but on the sins of others that keep being set before me as I watch their life go to waste because of their bad decisions and how those decisions are affecting my life, even though I'm not the one sinning in that area of my life, that is. But God has shown me through this today that we're supposed to love as He loves, and that love is unconditional. Let's look at Matthew 7, 3 through 5. In the NIV version, it says, Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, Let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. So, I've got some of my own acknowledging and confessing to do today, so that my spirit is refreshed and encouraged, and my hope is restored. Instead of focusing on the sins of others, at times when I'm getting overwhelmed, I need to see what selfishness or other sin may be hindering me from seeing answered prayers. In James 4, 2 and 3, it reads, "You want what you don't have, so you scheme and you kill to get it. You're jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and you wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. And even when you do ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure." It seems we always want to find fault in others as the reason as to why we are encountering darkness, when in fact, it's the condition of our own heart, our own thinking, that needs to be uncovered, acknowledged, and confessed. And when we feel like we've done all we can do and we still don't see any results to our prayer, what do we do? Well, let's read from Luke 18. One day, Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. "There was a judge in a certain city," he said, "who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly, saying, 'Give me justice in this dispute with my enemy.' The judge ignored her for a while. But finally he said to himself, 'I don't fear God or care about people. But this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she is wearing me out with her constant requests.' Then the Lord said, 'Learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think that God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on the earth who have faith?" Then Jesus told this story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and scorned everyone else. I've been guilty of that. "Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer: 'I thank you, God, that I'm not like other people, cheaters, sinners, adulterers. I'm certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give you a tenth of my income.' But the tax collector stood at a distance, and he dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, 'Oh God, be merciful to me, for I'm a sinner. I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God.'" Amen. We have a lot to learn from God's word on how we need to first look at ourselves and confess and get forgiveness, and then pray without ceasing to obtain the answers we need. Today, while scrolling through Facebook, an old post that I had shared back in 2014 resurfaced. It was a gentleman named Ferris Long II. And it was a little short video where he shared something from his mother about the limitations that we put on God. And even though that post was from 4 years ago, it was timely and exactly what I needed to hear this morning. And I believe you will be encouraged by it as well. It's titled, "It's About to Become Clear." I encourage you now to go to our website at msgofhope.com. And on the podcast tab, you'll find episode 26, Unanswered Prayers, where you can re-listen to this podcast. And in the notes, I've included a link to that video. I think it will help you as it did me. It's only 3.5 minutes long, so it won't take you much time to watch it, but I believe that will bless you as it did me. As always, today I want to close by thanking you for listening to our podcast and for helping us to share the good news of Jesus Christ by liking, sharing, and commenting on our post. I hope you were blessed by this podcast today, as the Word of God has surely encouraged me today in this and shown me how instead of looking at the sins of others, I need to first look at myself and do some confessing before the Lord and to get in prayer for myself and them to see the answer to my prayers. Let's log off in prayer. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Until next week, Shalom.